Jack Harris off until Wednesday. Aaron, Jeff, and Natalie, we've got you covered. And over the weekend, we saw President Donald Trump tweet out that he will delay China tariffs. And there's been substantial progress in trade talks over the weekend. Jay Ratliff, aviation and day trading expert with daytradefund.com, joins us on the line right now. Jay, how you doing?
Aaron, couldn't be better, pal.
So what does this mean as far as the delayed tariffs here, and what could that mean as far as the stock market?
Well, keep in mind that the Dow's up 13% since the start of the year. We're only about, 3.5% or so from the all-time high of 26,952. And this news that the latest Chinese tariffs are going to be postponed and the progress that's being made on the backdrop is certainly helping to send the markets to a higher altitude. In fact, pre-market trading right now, we're up more than 160 points, so Wall Street responding pretty much as we would expect. Now, Aaron, that does not mean everything is rosy at this point. It was widely reported last week that a record 7 million Americans are now at least 90 days behind on their vehicle payments. One more million Americans delinquent now on their car payments than what we saw back in 2010, and that's certainly a warning sign for the automotive industry. And it also kind of suggests that some of the financial stocks could be under some considerable pressure as we move forward. So keep that in mind as perhaps you adjust your portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of looking at last week as a whole, an abbreviated week, it looks like they had their highest number since November of last year.
They did. In fact, of course, remember, we had the markets drop considerably mid-November through the end of December at a time when normally, you know, a lot of people are on vacation. It's just kind of a phone-it-in type thing. And it was one of the most active end-of-the-year trading sessions collectively that I've seen in 25 years. So as it dropped as much, we expected it to come back up. But really, when you see we're only 3.5% from the all-time high, the headline suggests there's a great deal of chaos in the world, in the United States, and politics, and my gosh, Trump is doing this, and that. And yet the market just continues to hum right along in spite of a lot of that. And, I think that's certainly good news. Now, we still have the earnings season that we're wading our way through. We're seeing some good numbers for the fourth quarter of last year. But, of course, a lot of the future projections from a lot of these companies much softer than what we would like. So it's going to be interesting to see how things proceed.
Well, with this good news, what's the Fed expected to do?
You know, last week the Fed minutes reflected the word patient, which was kind of the tone of the day. The Fed addressed the possibility of future rate hikes they may have to be more patient on. The concern from the onset has always been trying to stay ahead of inflation by the Fed. And recent data on the January Consumer Price Index really showed no change, and that's the data that the Fed continues to review as they contemplate the scheduling of future rate hikes. So that the idea that they're going to be flexible, that they're going to be patient, is certainly something that investors like, because that means they're telegraphing their intentions well in advance. They won't be caught off guard, Wall Street, by any last-minute, you know, moves by the Fed. And if that's the case, where we might be looking at mid-year or later before the next possible rate hike, that's something that Wall Street would certainly welcome.
Brexit worries start to resurface here, Jay. What does that mean for us here?
Well, you know, uncertainty, that's a word that Wall Street does not like. There's a good bit of it. And as we look forward to Britain's March 29th exit from the European Union, I suspect that that situation could send European markets into at least a temporary tailspin. But really, the U.S. dollar normally benefits from some of these international crises that take place. Could end up being good for U.S. investors. But again, there's a lot of considerable mileage that we have to cover between now and then. Anything could change. But it's certainly going to be something that, after the tariff situation is kind of put to bed, it's going to be the next thing that we're going to be watching closely to see how that situation could spill over into U.S. markets and certainly into the stocks.
Well, we'll be watching it with you every Monday. And, of course, if you need any more information, daytradefund.com. Jay Ratliff, as always, thank you.
Have a great day.